Hey Eli, how you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, you faced the Eagles obviously a lot of times in your career. This is probably the youngest group that you faced or will face. What do you see from them as far as, maybe mistakes that a young group would make or playing at a different level than you expect from a young group? What do you see from them?
I think they're still, they're very talented. They've obviously, they're being well coached, and I don't see tons of mistakes being made. They're playing fast, they're very physical, and you got to everybody's got to be sharp, and that's what we got to do. We just got to be sharp. Everybody's got to be on the same page, and knowing, if there's a problem in protection or hots and different things. So they're seems like they're still doing a lot of the same style blitzing and themes, and so we got to be on our toes.
Eli, the safety Nate Allen is returning from injury. He's a rookie, and then you got Dimitri Patterson at right cornerback. He's going to start there, and he's this will be his third career start. Is it as simple as the, that? You guys are just going to throw at them? I mean, is it that simple?
No, it's not that simple. We got to try to establish the run, and obviously if they're depending on what they're doing defensively, it doesn't look like they're just in one-on-one coverage, just tons where they're just gonna leave a corner, a young corner by himself a whole lot. So we got to be able to mix up the pass and the rush and make good decisions on where we got to go with the ball and just make going through your reads and so they do they're doing a good job of kind of with their young safety, not putting them in too many situations where he's in coverage. It seems like he's more in the middle of the field, just kind of playing the deep ball and trying to make plays that way.
Sean McDermott's been throwing different blitz packages at teams week in, week out. How do you prepare for someone like the Eagles when you're not sure what you're going to see?
Well, you just got to prepare for all their different blitzes and have a plan. And again, it's just about being everybody being on the same page and communicating. Offensive line doing a great job sorting things out. Receivers, tight ends, running backs. Everybody's got to just be keyed in to exactly what our plan is, what's going on, and so you don't have any mistakes. A lot of times they just try to confuse you, and they'll get guys running in free that should be blocked, and that's when bad plays happen.
Eli, Peyton just played this team a couple of weeks ago. This might be a really, really dumb question, but will you talk to him? Do you ever talk to him if he's just faced a team you're about to face, or vice versa?
I'll talk to him and just kind of get his thoughts going into the game, his thoughts afterwards. I've obviously watched their game, and a lot of teams play the Colts a little bit different than they play some teams, and we're more of a rush attack than the Colts probably have. So, but we still gotta. I'll definitely talk and see if I can get any tips that maybe he saw that we don't know.
Do you guys do that regularly? I know you don't have a whole lot of time to talk this time of year, but do you get into X and O type stuff? Or is it more like just
a little
about
bit
your family and stuff, or?
It just depends. Obviously, since we're playing their division, I'll definitely call them about when we were playing Houston or Tennessee, and when we played Jacksonville. Just some of it's personnel, some of it's scheme wise, and what's different tips or different hints or we'll definitely talk about some of those things, just kind of depending on who we're playing that week.
Eli, you're a fan of the game and its history. Are you as enamored by what Michael Vick has done this season as most?
Well, he definitely seems to be playing great football, and obviously last week had a great game against Washington. But all year he's found ways to win games, and he's always been explosive and been a great playmaker. But he's seems to have a great fix, a great feel with this Philadelphia offense, and he and Andy Reid and Morning Wig are working well together, and they're making plays.
Eli, that game that Mike had the other night, is that kind of the dream game for a quarterback to have on Monday night and all that?
I didn't see the whole thing, but I guess you know, obviously, you know, I think for any game you want to, it's nice to go out there and throw out four, you know, 35 points and a quarter almost, and so you know, he got off to a great start in the first play, throwing a throwing an 80 something yard touchdown. So you know, obviously, you know, we'll see. You know, we have a great opportunity this week on Sunday night to try to go out and play well and see if we can slow them down.
I assume you watched some of the Colts film from a couple of weeks ago. Do you learn stuff from watching how Peyton handles different situations and personnel and schemes and stuff?
Well, you'll see their you know, you'll see their thoughts, and you'll see, you know, each week you watch, you know, or not each week, but you watch every week, you know, try to get every game they played and see you know, different things that that people try, what was successful, what was not successful. You know, you can, you know, this league is a kind of, can be a copycat league, so you'll try to, you know, steal good ideas and not try the ones that were unsuccessful. So you know, we got our offense, and you know, we have, you know, we've played Philadelphia numerous times, and you know, obviously they have different blitzes every year and different, you know, schemes, but a lot of it, you know, we have a good feel what's, you know, what gives us you know, chances to be successful, and then the next part is just executing, blocking up their guys getting open and doing those things right.
Hey, Eli, your offensive line is pretty banged up. How much is that going to affect your game plan coming in to face a blitz-happy Eagles defense?
Well, you know, we've had the same group kind of last you know, this last week, and you know, they communicate well, and so, you know, we should be, you know, we got to be sharp. Everybody's got to communicate and be on the same page and just be sharp in our rules and everybody's assignment.
Four out of the next seven games are, you know, against NFC East opponents. How do you make sure you keep that energy up for the remainder of the season?
Well, I don't think it should be difficult. You know, obviously, at this point, every game is always important. But we get into the latter half of the season, and you're playing NFC games. These are all big games for us, and deciding whether we're gonna make the playoffs and make a run and playing against good teams. So, you know, we just have to, it starts with this game, and we, you know, try to get prepared for this one. Go out there and play our best football.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.